Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. An inquisitive soul on a lifetime mission to find out how life really works. This podcast is about bringing the spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts down to the practical level, so that we can learn and apply them in our daily life to make it a little easier and raise our consciousness to the next level. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. Happy New Year! I wish you all a miraculous, healthy, and abundant 2025. The New Year celebrations are a well-established tradition pretty much all over the world, in every country and every culture, with people marking this special occasion in their own ways. But why? The 1st of January is just a new date on a calendar as time is ticking over. We don't celebrate the 1st of February, the 1st of March or September, or any other month as the new beginning. It's only when the year changes. The date of which, by the way, may be different in some countries, like it was in China until 1912. The tradition of marking and celebrating the beginning of the new year has nothing to do with religion, but, broadly speaking, with a deeply seated belief that the new year will bring new energy, with many changes to our lives, both at the individual and collective levels. It is seen as a reset of sorts, inviting self-reflection and a general out with the old, in with the new approach. If the reason for celebrating the new year as the new beginning, a new chapter in our life, is not religious or based on science, it is a superstition. The definition of superstition proposed by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is well outdated, I would suggest. It states, "Superstition is a belief or practice resulting from ignorance, fear of the unknown, trust in magic or chance, or a false conception of causation." My definition, in this quantum age, is that superstition is an intuitive understanding of the quantum universe, more specifically, an intuitive knowledge that everything is energy, vibrating at different frequencies, that moves and carries information. It's an insight into how certain actions and non-actions can help us navigate the positive and negative energy currents in this 3D reality. When a superstition is validated by the anticipated positive or negative events manifesting before our eyes, this of course reinforces the superstition, and then we can say with great satisfaction to a non-believer, "See, I told you that something bad would happen. You should have listened to me and not walked under the ladder just after the neighbor's black cat had crossed your path. Now you have a tin of paint splashed all over you after it hit you on the head falling from the roof." Okay, this may sound funny, but there is a lot going on here. Let's have a look at some of the most common superstitions. Knocking on wood, walking under a ladder, broken mirror, lucky horseshoe, Friday the 13th, a four-leaf clover, a black cat crossing your path, fingers crossed, itchy nose or palms, and opening an umbrella indoors. Wood is a natural material made by Mother Earth. When we knock on wood, we create a sound that releases more positive energy from it that will helpfully counteract any existing negative influences in the quantum field. A four-leaf clover is rare, a mutation of the typical three-leaf plant. When the universe presents us with something rare and uncommon in nature, it's a sign of protection, positive energy, and good luck. A special attention by the spirit that says, "We've got your back, don't you worry." A white buffalo, for example, is considered by many Native American tribes as a harbinger of peace and abundance. Likewise, a white lion, white elephant, and white wolf are considered to be stewards of spiritual transformations and a bridge between the physical and spiritual worlds. When you see a white spirit animal in nature or in a dream, it is an extremely lucky sign. Now, picture this. It's Friday the 13th. As you are walking through the park, you trip over an old horseshoe. You pick it up, but instead of keeping it, you throw it into the rubbish bin, crushing under your feet a large four-leaf clover in the process. There is some arborist work taking place on one of the trees, with a double-sided ladder right on your path, and a black cat running back and forth in front of it. Without hesitation, you walk under the ladder, nearly avoiding the black cat, which seemed to have been waiting for the perfect timing to jump out from behind the tree and scare the heck out of you. You finally get home with your brand new umbrella, which you open to check it out as soon as you close the door behind you. Then it hits you, and you quietly sit down, closing your eyes with a sigh of defeat. Your partner takes one look at you and says, "So, how was your day?" Would you even want to get out of bed the following day after what has just happened? All superstitions are linked to various myths and legends, or have some folklore, religious, or historical origins that vary from source to source, country to country, and between different cultures. Black cats, due to their mysterious nature and psychic abilities, were usually seen with witches and even declared as incarnation of Satan by Pope Gregory IX in 1232 AD. Black is the color of protection from unwanted psychic influences and negative energy, which it absorbs, therefore it is difficult, if not impossible, to penetrate. There are even variations of the same superstition, it doesn't matter. We always want to find an explanation for things that often make no sense, and if we can't find one, heck, we'll make it up. Regardless, all superstitions have one common denominator. They all believe in the power of the positive or negative energy generated by us doing or not doing something that we deem cursed or magical, such as finding a four-leaf clover, walking under a ladder, or having our path crossed by a black cat. So, as I said at the beginning, superstition is an intuitive or subconscious knowledge that everything is energy vibrating at different frequencies that moves and carries information, and that energy can affect us and our lives, which makes perfect sense. Like attracts like. When negative energy enters our aura, it can absolutely affect us at many levels. Same goes for positive energy. Our ancestors, especially indigenous peoples, knew this very well, and pointing a bone at someone was often lethal or resulting in a serious accident or illness of the person being cursed. I also would like to point out a misguided and counterproductive superstition of hanging an old horseshoe over the doorway for good luck. From the quantum point of view, what type of energy do you think an old, worn-out horseshoe of a horse that probably worked hard all its life and is most likely dead by now will bring into your home? I suggest if you like the shape of a horseshoe as inviting abundance, find a brand new one to hang over the doorway to your house. This brings me to the issue of buying second-hand clothes and objects. It may be a great idea from the economic and ecological perspectives, but unless you know how to clear the energy of the previous owners of the things you have bought, I suggest do not bring them into your home or put them on your body. The many stories of the cursed dolls, paintings, and furniture bought at thrift stores or op shops and second-hand markets that have brought great misfortune to their new owners, which disappeared the moment those objects were removed, are not just fiction. A great example of understanding energy at the subconscious level is the superstition of broken mirrors, creating 7 years of bad luck. Now, I won't argue the time frame of this misfortune, whether it's 3, 7, or 10 years, but the fact is that this does create an energetic interference in the aura, like a pebble thrown into a lake, with one important qualification I would like to include. Breaking a mirror may affect you to some extent, usually minor, only if you are looking into the mirror and can see your reflection in it at that time. Breaking, even shattering a mirror in your travel bag or knocking off a floor mirror by someone else or by a draft will not affect you. Finally, there is a flip side to the superstition coin. Superstition is a conviction, not just belief, that a certain event can change something in your life beyond your control, which means that it is a much more effective and powerful manifestation agent, as conviction is stronger than belief. What we focus on and expect usually manifests in our reality, while at the same time having its inherent powers to generate positive or negative energy in our life, regardless. So there you go, a lovely quantum paradox for pondering on your superstitions. Have fun! That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would much appreciate if you could spare a moment and post a review on Apple Podcasts or on my website at quantumlivingpodcast.com, where you can also read the full show notes, guest info, reviews, and more. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.